Sermon 31. Who is a spiritual person? 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 50 through 58. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. After the evangelistic meeting. You have worked hard holding the gospel evangelistic meeting for a week. I know we were busy for a week trying to preach the gospel of the water and the Spirit for the people of this city. I hope that the people who attended our meeting during the week will come this Sunday as well. Break the bread of the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit. Eat it together with us and give glory to God. 10 lepers were healed before the Lord, but only a few of them returned to God's church. Still, I am thankful. It is a difficult season where it is hard even sitting still in this summer, but living zealously to hold evangelistic meetings is an amazing thing. Because both the souls and we are acting by faith, believing in the gospel of the water and the Spirit, we give glory to God. What is a spiritual person? First, a person who believes the gospel word of the water and the Spirit. What kind of person is a truly spiritual person? It is a person who lives by believing the gospel word of the water and the Spirit. It means that the one who believes this gospel is a spiritual person. A spiritual person is a person who believes the gospel word of the water and the Spirit of Jesus Christ. A person who does not is a fleshly person. A person who does ministry without believing the gospel word of the water and the Spirit of Jesus in their heart is a person outside of Christ. It means that the one who is saved from his sins by believing in the baptism Jesus Christ received from John and the blood of the cross is a truly blessed person clothed in God's glory, even if his deeds are lacking. We preached the gospel for a week and so on, but many people have this thought. Is the gospel of the water and the Spirit necessarily the only true gospel? They hear the gospel word every day at the church they attend, but because sin remains in their hearts, it means that even though they believe, they continue to live as sinners. People have the illusion that believing in Jesus who hung on the cross and believing in the gospel of the water and the Spirit are the same thing. It is not only the gospel of the cross, but the gospel of the water and the Spirit that is the gospel that makes one be born again by the Spirit. It is the word that only the person who has the faith that believes the gospel word of the water and the Spirit before God is a person of faith who is truly born again. Do not move the landmark, make the boundary of salvation clear. I told you that the person who believes in the water and the blood is a spiritual person, and looking at the Old Testament Bible, it said, do not move the landmark. It means do not move the stone that marks the boundary of the land. When people who like mountain climbing go to the mountains, they see stones artificially placed along each ridge. Those are the landmarks that the mountain owners placed to mark the boundary between this mountain and that mountain. In the Bible, it said, "Do not move this landmark." It means that a person who has definitely received salvation from his sins spiritually is a person whose landmark of salvation is clear. The Lord has saved me with the gospel word of the water and the Spirit. This is how you place the landmark. I believed the gospel word of the water and the Spirit, received salvation from sins, and belonged within the word of truth. In the past, I was in the world. I was a servant of the devil. But now I believed the gospel word of the water and the Spirit, and received salvation from sins. I am God's people. There is no sin in my heart. The Holy Spirit is inside me. The landmark of spiritual salvation is exactly this gospel word of the water and the Spirit. If you want to become a spiritual person, you must have your sin problem resolved. It means you must receive salvation from your sins by believing the gospel word of the water and the Spirit. You must be one who has gained new life by believing the ministry of Jesus, who received baptism from John for all your sins, having the sins in your heart washed clean, and receiving the judgment for all sins through the blood of the cross. Such a person is a spiritual person before God. Some people say, as long as you believe only in the blood of the cross, you receive salvation. As long as you have no sin, it's fine. As long as you just know it with your heart, it's fine. That is very fleshly. It is making one's own salvation with one's own thoughts, putting it inside oneself, and testifying to it oneself. That is a salvation one claims oneself, not a faith that has truly received salvation from sins. It was said that he who does not have the Spirit of Christ is a forsaken one. The Holy Spirit is in the hearts of the people who believe the truth of the gospel word of the water and the Spirit. Because the Lord saved us with the truth of the gospel of the water and the Spirit, the Holy Spirit dwells in the heart of the person who believes this word of the truth of salvation and seals them. That Holy Spirit says, "Your faith is right," and is inside there, dwelling in the heart of the believer as the Spirit of God. Souls all over the world must stand by faith inside the gospel word of the water and the Spirit. The reason why I say these words is because spiritual confusion has continued in this whole world for as many as 1,700 years. Just as it is said in Genesis chapter 1, verse 2, "The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters." Spiritual confusion has continued inside Christianity all over the world for 1,700 years. They do not know the contents of the gospel word of the water and the Spirit. Therefore, if a religious power becomes large and numerous, they unconditionally acknowledge it as true faith. It means that even inside this spiritual world, even inside the people who believe in the gospel of the water and the Spirit, spiritual confusions are trying to arise. They want to compromise with, want to understand, and want to tolerate carnal faith rather than what is spiritual. However, when we deeply think about the Word of God spiritually, we must clearly know believing in which gospel word is spiritually right. Is a person who believes only in the blood of the cross a spiritual person? Or is a person who believes even the fact that Jesus received baptism from John and had the sins of the world transferred to him a person of right faith? The Lord came to this earth, received baptism from John to bear the sins of the world in order to save us from sins, received the judgment of sins on the cross, resurrected from death, and is now sitting at the right hand of the throne of God, having completed our salvation. We are those who have received salvation by the faith that believes the fact that the Lord received baptism from John, received the judgment of sins on the cross, and resurrected. If there were no boundary lines on the land, what kind of confusion would arise? Strong people or loud-voiced people would each claim it as their own land, and endless quarrels and fights would arise. It is exactly the same in spiritual confusion. If we say there is no boundary line of the faith by which we were saved from sins, we will endlessly fight this war. Do you believe the word of truth, that the Son of God saved us through the gospel word of the water and the Spirit? Or do you believe the doctrines of theology? It means we must clearly draw the line of salvation and keep the boundary. We are those who have received salvation by believing the gospel word of the water and the Spirit. There is no other way besides the faith that believes this word of salvation. What a person of spiritual faith is: a person who unites with God's church and follows the gospel word of the water and the Spirit. Who is a person with spiritual faith? Those who serve the gospel of the water and the Spirit given by the Lord are spiritual people. A person who receives the removal of sins by believing the gospel of the water and the Spirit in their heart comes out to God's church, faithfully serves the work entrusted to them, and lives by faith, uniting with one another, is precisely a spiritual person. A person who hears the gospel word of the water and the Spirit with their ears and believes it in their heart, yet does not unite with God's church even after receiving the elimination of sins, cannot live a life of faith. If a person who is born again by believing Jesus' gospel word of the water and the Spirit does not attend God's church, that person is a very carnal person. It is because they follow their own thoughts and do not do the Lord's work. It means that for a born-again person, a person who has received the blotting out of sins by believing the gospel word of the water and the Spirit, to unite with God's church, preach the gospel, and serve, is precisely a spiritual life. It means that people do not know what the gospel word of the water and the Spirit is. They think that if their flesh is good and does not commit sins, it is as if that is spiritual. But what the Bible calls spiritual refers to those who believe the gospel word of the water and the Spirit, and live for the preaching of this gospel. What God calls spiritual is a life that unites with God's church and serves the gospel. The removal of sins is received by believing the gospel word of the water and the Spirit, and the life of faith has its purpose in saving sinners from sins. There are many people in this world who live turning away from the gospel word of truth, falling into worldly supremacism. A person who receives the elimination of sins in God's church and lives only in the world is a carnal person. Discern the wheat from the chaff. Who is a spiritual person? A person who, after being born again, unites with the born-again church and faithfully serves the work entrusted to their duty, is a spiritual person. They must definitely be divided. What is spiritual and what is carnal must be accurately divided. No matter how much one serves in a church that does not serve the true gospel and does not preach the gospel, it will all be corruptible. So it does not become a reward before God. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 50. Because Satan the devil has caused spiritual confusion, we must distinguish what Satan the devil has mixed up. We must clearly distinguish the wheat and the chaff. there must never be spiritual confusion again. We individuals often fall into spiritual confusion and then live again. However, the salvation by which the Lord saved us is spiritual. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58. What kind of person is the most carnal person? It is a person who says that one obtains salvation even only by the blood of the cross. What kind of person is the most spiritual person? A person who unites with and serves God's church, which believes and preaches the gospel of the water and the Spirit, is the most spiritual person. Regardless of whether that person is lacking in personal deeds or not, if they unite with and serve the church that preaches the gospel of the water and the blood, there is a reward in the kingdom of God. That person is a person whom God acknowledges.